I'm Lisa Mullins, and this is The World. Worcester, Massachusetts is a city of factories and mills, hospitals and universities. It's also a city of immigrants, has been for a long time. Throughout the last century, Irish and Italians and French arrived in its neighborhoods. They mixed and mingled, as did Jews and Arabs. Worcester is still an immigrant city. Nearly 15% of the population is made up of newcomers. That's 25,000 people, and almost half of them have come in the past 10 years. The faces and places of origin are different, though. They're now from Africa, Latin America, Southeast Asia, Iraq, and Iran, you name it. They occupy old neighborhoods and triple-deckers, just as the old Irish and Italians and others did. In fact, they've got a lot in common with each other, the new and old, including the feeling of separation, isolation, and being on the fringe. The exception, though, when they're on the soccer field. This weekend, the city of Worcester is going to host an event that's a hallmark of many American cities with burgeoning immigrant populations, a World Cup soccer tournament. Worcester's this weekend will be 3 days of playing, culminating in the awarding of a trophy on Sunday. Okay, it's not the real World Cup, but it's a big deal for a lot of athletes. 20 teams will compete, 16 men's and 4 women's. This will be the 6th annual Worcester World Cup, and the person whose shoulders this showcase rides on is the Connecticut-born ESL teacher who has a brown ponytail, bright eyes, and a can-do attitude. Her name is Laura Seruviak. We sat down with her recently in Worcester, and she told us something that happened when she first found an apartment in the city.
When I moved into the neighborhood, there was a group of Congolese men playing there. There are a lot of Ecuadorians living around the neighborhood, so they were playing there. There was a group of Liberians, Jamaicans.
You see this out your window, and you think what?
I think I had let go of soccer, which was a really important part of my childhood, and I saw that, and I said, I want to be out there.
You're this girl. Did they care?
They looked at me a little oddly in the beginning, but I earned respect.
And she had a brainstorm.
It was spring of 2006, and there was lots of talk about the men's FIFA World Cup.
FIFA is the World Soccer Organization.
Hey, we can do this in Worcester. We've got the communities. So we started building this event that same year.
In its first year, the Worcester World Cup fielded 10 teams. A couple hundred spectators were in the stands. This year, with a track record, more teams, and more publicity, the group's expecting up to 2,000 people to show up. But Laura Seruviak says the event is about more than soccer. For the immigrants, it's about gaining respect in their new community. And that's certainly true for three boys from Burma or Myanmar. They escaped from their country and became refugees in Malaysia. The three have been taken in now by a family in Worcester. They're 17 and 18 years old, and they want to forget what they endured in Malaysia. As we sat down in the shade of a porch in their new home, they thought back to their days as school kids in Burma.
In my country, I always play for school, and we don't have any sport. We just have only soccer.
That's Lian San. He's now 18 and still wild about soccer.
And when I left my country, I went to Malaysia. I never touched the ball.
Why?
Because we was working for food.
Now that the boys have a chance to play, soccer has become a way for them to be part of the community. Sitting next to Lian in a T-shirt and jeans is Zing Nal. He's going to be on the pitch this weekend for his team, Burma United.
I went to play for Burma United team because I want to represent my country to be known in this community, in this Worcester. There are a lot of immigrant Burmese refugees who stay very, very low. I mean, I don't want to say this, but it's like very, very low standard. I don't know what am I going to say. They need help, the family. So if I play at Worcester World Cup with a team, people may know what is Burma and how do we live, what people are we. It will be a result. We may get help from somewhere.
Recognition.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking.
Even organizing the Worcester World Cup comes with challenges. Laura Seruviak says getting so many different people who speak so many different languages together for one event isn't easy.
I'll give some examples there. I don't think, for me, I see them as the biggest challenges, but some people feel like hard decisions or concrete decisions are always negotiable. So it takes a lot of patience to say no.
No to what?
Extending a deadline. No, we don't have any more room this year in the tournament. but can't you add 3 more teams? You have 16. 20, you should have 21 teams. And no. And then a phone call later. Have you decided yet? I told you yesterday, no.
Believe it or not, Laura Seruviak says part of the fun of setting up a World Cup competition is not knowing what to expect next. One of her co-organizers, Kevin Kassen, fondly, sorta, recalls the year his Albanian neighbor Bernardo showed up in the stands with a surprise.
People start saying, hey, the Albanians got pigeons up in the stadium, you know, and sure enough, there's a wire cage banged together with nails and wood, and they're opening up the door, and the homing pigeons are out, and they circled around the stadium 5, 6, 7 times and then shot off. I was crossing my fingers back to Bernardo's house and not mine. But like every year, there's different things that different groups have brought to the tournament that make it something that each group can call their own and make it feel like their own.
One more thing about this, or pretty much any multicultural event, food is big and plentiful. Folks bring sizzling pans of local fare to sell on the sidelines. Food is such a big part of the tournament that last year, the organization Cultural Exchange Through Soccer got a grant to help local vendors cooking from their kitchens get certified. One of those vendors, the Cheng family, has now opened up a restaurant on Main Street. It's called Duck Yao, and it serves up a mean vegan Chinese-Vietnamese buffet.
Yeah, ham.
Ham and chicken fried rice.
Okay, but it's not really ham.
Then it may like, taste like ham and taste like chicken.
And taste like fried rice.
Well, they may work 7 days a week at Duck Yao's, but the owners say they will make time anyway to serve up some good Chinese at the Worcester World Cup this weekend.